honey, could you come here for a second? Thank you so much for helping me with the shopping today. I'm sorry I get so crazy. I just don't want to worry about Christmas, you know? Mwah. Yeah, thank you. Could you just sit down with me for a second? Yeah, I just want to say something. No, nothing's wrong, honey. I know Thanksgiving's coming up, and I was just thinking about that, and well, how we got together. Yeah, I remember it too, honey. It was quite the night. Well, I wanted to do something a little special together and maybe tell each other the story. You know, from like our experience. I don't know how to put it. It's just, I had a lot of feelings that night that I've never really shared with you. And I just want you to know how much I love you. How much I've always loved you. Can I just start from the beginning? Yeah, come on. Lie down next to me, honey, please. God, you're all sweaty. Sorry, your voice is distracting. Here, take your shirt off. Yeah, just let me run my hands over and massage you while I tell you, okay? That way I won't be distracted. Sorry. Yes, okay. It was 8 years ago tomorrow, and I was drinking alone at O'Shaughnessy's down the street. I've been hanging out with my girls, you know, Sarah and Gina. Well, they were swapping stories about their boyfriends, and, well, I guess they noticed I was getting a little upset, even though I was telling them I was fine. I didn't want to think I was pathetic. I don't know. I was only 24. I wasn't a spinster, but I've been single for so long, and, well, I was lonely, I guess. Anyway, we left around 11 o'clock, and, well, I just went right back in. I couldn't face another night alone. I was on my third strawberry daiquiri when I saw you walk in. The place was pretty cleared out by then, and I know you knew that. Let me finish. Okay. I looked up and, well, honey, I wasn't totally honest. You know how I acted like I didn't recognize you? Well, I did. I know you feel like you changed so much since you left, but those eyes, that jaw, that intense look, like everything you saw was yours. Honey, I could never forget you. I froze in my seat. Here you were, the boy I pined after, the one that got away. The you. I just kept sipping on my drink, trying desperately to think of something to say, to summon the courage to even look at you again. What were you doing here? You always said when you left this town, you'd never come back. You said this place was a prison. And here you were, standing in the doorway in a suit that looked like it cost more than my car. When you walked up to the bar near me, my heart started pounding in my chest. Would you recognize me? Would you even notice me sitting there? Guys just seemed to look right through me since I gained that weight. Yes, really. Oh, shush. I was fat back then, and you know it. Anyway, I listened to you start to make your drink order and stop. Oh God, you turned right to me. He asked me what was good, and I swear to God, every drink, every beer name, everything just dropped right out of my head. The only thing I could remember was a drink order I made a few minutes ago. Oh God, I remember what I said too. I said to get a strawberry daiquiri and. No, I won't say it. No. No. Okay. Strawberry daiquiris are delicious. There, I said it. Ugh, I hate myself. You know, every time we go to a bar, I think about how I said that and. Ugh. Anyway, you get a strawberry daiquiri and you start talking to me, and I was so frozen I could barely get words out. When you said you thought you recognized me, I don't know why, but I just acted like I didn't know you. Oh my God. Looking back, you were so obviously flirting with me. And I just wanted to crawl into a ball, just let the earth swallow me up. After a while, I pulled myself together enough to actually talk to you, and we started talking about our lives. You couldn't believe I was actually a plumber, could you? I was always such a tomboy. That's kind of why I thought you never want to actually date me in high school. So I just settled for being your science buddy. When you talked about other girls back then, it killed me inside. But I just told myself that you'd be gone when we graduated, and I'd never have to look at your face and stop myself from just grabbing and kissing you. God, I was so stupid. Yes, really. I know I said I just had a little crush on you back then, but to be honest, I was completely in love with you. I wrote your name in my notebook. I stared at you during class and, oh God, you were, I, oh my God, the first, I can't believe I'm saying this. The first time I ever actually had an orgasm, I was, I thought about when you picked me up and carried me up that hill after the graduation party to go look at the stars together. That night, I was thinking about the feeling of your skin and your arms, and I was angry at you for leaving and at myself for not taking a chance and just kissing you or even just saying something. I just laid down clutching a pillow and it just sort of happened. Yeah, honey, I was a little obsessed. So when you told me how you reconciled with your father and you were only in town for 2 days, I thought about all the nights I screamed at myself for letting you leave without saying anything. And I just straight up asked if you'd like to have some fun at my place before you left. Even if I never saw you again, I had to know what it would have been like to, well, have you. My heart nearly leapt out of my chest when you smiled at me and you asked me where I lived. I know, I acted so casual, like it was just a bit of fun, like it was just nothing. I'm sorry I wasn't honest. Yeah, thank you. I know. I love you too, honey. You tried to pay for my tab, but I already paid for mine up front. Not that it would have let you. I told you my place was just 2 blocks from the bar. We walked back talking about high school, and I told you what all our old friends were up to. You even asked me my worst plumbing story, and well, that story probably have killed the mood, so I told you the one about the guy. Yeah, the guy who flushed his mistress's jewelry? Oh my God. Oh my God. So we got in, and I was almost beaming when I told you I owned my own house. I mean, now you know why I bought such a big one, but that was kind of a sad story, so I just brushed it off as an investment. Ugh, looking back, there's so many little white lies. I hate that I do that. Anyway, I lived alone, so as soon as you closed the door, I was all over you. Oh, God, I needed this. I waited so many years. I couldn't wait one more second to turn my hands over your shoulders, over your skin. Kinda like I'm doing now. God, you felt incredible. I couldn't get enough of just running my fingers through your hair. When you started taking off my blouse, I bet you could feel my heart pounding in my chest. Your hands felt like electric. Like every touch made me shiver. I was almost a little offended when you stopped me to fold your jacket and pants before I realized your only other clothes were back at your hotel. Oh, but I forgot that all when I finally felt your bare arms wrap around me and felt your fingers press into me as you kissed me. I pushed you back onto the couch and made you wait as I slowly took off my shoes, my stockings, my bra, my panties. I finally had the power. I finally had you looking up at me the way I looked at you for so long. I watched you grow harder and harder in your boxers, and I felt hot. I felt sexy for the first time in a very long time. Then you, oh God, you pushed me onto the couch, and then, oh God. You kneeled down in front of me and just ran your hands up, down my thighs, up my body, and then back down. Just touching my pussy ever so slightly. Oh God, I was so wet, honey. Then you leaned forward and, oh. I don't want to say you licked me. You fucking worshipped me. I can still feel your tongue, your fingers, your lips. Your hands just searched and touched all over me, just gripping my ass and, oh God, you were so. Every guy treated it like a chore, like something to get out of the way before they could do what they wanted. But you just, oh God. Yes, honey, please. Please touch me right now. Oh, yes, sorry. Please, I'll put a pillow behind me and sit up and you can. Oh God, yes. What? Don't stop. Don't stop. Okay. Okay. I'll I'll keep telling the story. Just keep your tongue. You moved your tongue like just like that. Oh my God. You've gotten even better. You moved your tongue like that. I ran my fingers through your hair and I just felt so sexy. So amazing. Powerful. So I just grabbed your head and wrapped my legs around you and just slow down, baby. You stood up and you had that look in your eyes again. That look like everything was yours. I saw the outline in your boxers and I tried to get up to touch you, but you told me to lie back on the couch, to just lie there naked. God, I felt so vulnerable, I guess. You just stared, looking up and down my naked body like it was, I don't know. I felt almost objectified, but like in a good way. Like you had earned me, like I was something worth dying for. You pulled your boxers down. And I saw it. The cock I literally dreamed about. I sat up and reached out and just touched it. Felt the hardness of it. Felt my pride as I realized I had done this. Made you feel like this. I moved my hands back and forth over it. Feeling the shape of it in my hands, I leaned forward and steadied myself before finally, after so long, running my tongue over your cock, over the head, up and down your length, before finally putting you in my mouth. You tasted, oh my God, you tasted like a man. I don't know, just having a cock in my mouth again after so long. I didn't realize just how much I missed the feeling, missed the power, missed being somebody's whole world. I was so worried that it wouldn't be any good. But then you let out that moan. That sound, that deep groaning sound that told me everything I could ever want to hear. I got off the couch and sat you down. Something inside me told me I needed to be on my fucking knees for you. I sucked and licked and stroked you. I felt you twitch and tremble inside my mouth. I rolled my tongue around and around and around until you finally put your hands up to stop me. Then you said those words. Those three little words. the second best three words you've ever said to me. Yes. Say it again, honey. That's right. You grabbed your wallet from your pants and pulled out a condom. I grabbed it out of your hands, and you looked almost afraid for a second before I started slowly rolling it onto your cock, inch by inch. I just needed an excuse to have you in my hands again. When it was on the whole way, I tried to start sucking you again, but you stopped me. You couldn't wait. Bent over on the couch and waited, savoring that aching, empty feeling before you pressed up against me. And started sinking into me, inch by inch. God, I hated that condom. I wanted to feel you so much, but it wouldn't be safe. God, I'm so glad I have the implant now. I could never go back. I'm not after feeling you like that. I told you I was fine, that you could come whenever you wanted. But you moved slowly. You grabbed my hips, and I felt your fingers dig into me. Thrust it into me a third time, savoring that feeling. I felt like I was going to go insane at that teasing pace. I begged you to go faster, and you... What? You were just trying not to come quickly? I'd already blown you for 20 minutes. I think you had a good excuse. I thought you were trying to drive me crazy. After a while, you started thrusting faster and faster. I wasn't able to have multiple orgasms back then, but you almost had me thinking I was going to before you stopped and asked me if you could come on my tits. I said I could do one better, and I sat you down on the couch again and wrapped my tits around your cock. I moved them up and down, over and over, licking the head of your cock when you poked through. You let out that delicious moan again, and fucking erupted in between my boobs. You even got a little under my chin. I picked up a drop of your cum, and licked it off my finger. And honey, I tried so hard to pretend I liked it. That was before we got you on the pineapple. Anyway, I crawled up beside you, and I just held you as you caught your breath. I felt so great for a few more seconds before the thought of you leaving came back to me. I tried so hard not to cry, but when you asked me, I just smiled and said it was because it felt so good. I asked if you wanted to stay the night, and I offered to cook you my famous breakfast muffins, and... Oh, that's what tipped your decision? Oh, good. Free breakfast is always a closer. We just sat there, holding each other for a while, before I had to run to the bathroom and clean up. And when I came back, you were washing your hands in my kitchen sink. Gross, dude. Gross. I asked if you wanted to take a shower with me, and you just looked at me with this defeated look like, yeah, I know. Even back then, you needed it more than a minute. I said we could just take turns, and I watched you wash and run your hands over your gorgeous body. And you watched me, and fuck. There's something about the way you look at me, still look at me, that makes me feel like the most beautiful woman in the world, you know? I almost regretted asking you to stay over when I opened the bedroom door. I remembered how messy my room was. I never really changed much, did I? I cleared my overalls off the bed and lied down next to you. We talked a little bit more, joked about how we missed out on a lot of fun in high school, that kind of thing. Then you just smiled that crooked smile of yours and just drifted off. I don't know how long I just watched you, breathing in and out, before I finally fell asleep. We talked again in the morning as I cooked those muffins I promised you, and you stole the bacon I was going to use out of the pan. You called a taxi, and as he got ready to go, I thought about how much I might never see you again. I hoped so much your Thanksgiving with your family went well, and you might come back to our little town again. We exchanged numbers, and I actually made you call my phone with your phone. I was so afraid I might lose you again. As you kissed me goodbye and walked out to your cab, I don't know what I was thinking, but I said those three words again. I need you to myself. I guess you heard me.